I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we heard the scripture lessons for this morning, as we celebrate and explore the presence of the Holy Spirit this Pentecost Sunday, I believe we are called to wonder. Wonder what the most important part of the narrative we heard today could be. Wonder where you are in it. What part is about you? And wonder how you will celebrate Pentecost today. I wonder what the most important part of the narrative we heard today could be. The entire narrative, as it is every week, is taken from various parts of our scriptures. The lesson from the Great Tower of Babel from Genesis, a beautiful song talking about the works of God, the coming of the Holy Spirit from the Acts of the Apostles, and Jesus' description of the work of the Spirit from the Gospel of John. And I don't know what the most important part of it was for you today, or why you needed to hear it, or how you connected with it. But there was probably a moment that stood out to you, perhaps because you've always found comfort in it. Perhaps it's always made you wonder and question. Or maybe there was a part you've never really heard until this morning. I used to always wonder about the Tower of Babel lesson and why it was read on Pentecost. I mean, it's the upper room. That's where the Holy Spirit is really coming in. The wind and the fire and the ability to speak in other languages, that's dramatic. And that was Pentecost for me. The Spirit is clearly there, and it says so in our scriptures. The Tower of Babel lesson really, to me, sounded like a mess and sounded lonely. Here were these people who didn't have a dramatic Pentecost moment. They were trying to connect with God, feel the presence, but there was no fire or wind for them. They didn't have that drama. So they were making their own way to God, their own tower, making a name for themselves and trying to experience God on their own terms. And I think we may be able to connect with that at various points in our life. Whatever part of the narrative you felt was most important for you today, I think it's important that we remember that in the end, it is one. It is one narrative in the form of our scriptures, and it is the narrative our church comes from and lives out of. I read this week that when we hear the narrative of Babel all the way to the coming of the Holy Spirit, it's a narrative that centers around language. The first being a narrative of how language came to be a barrier to communication, causing the people to be confused, to scatter, to leave their building abandoned. But in the lesson from Acts, it's a narrative of how the Holy Spirit overcame the barrier of language, uniting the people in amazement and astonishment at the hearing of the power of God. The journey from Babel to Pentecost is then a trip from a place where we are the center of our lives to where God is the center of our lives. So whatever part of the narrative was most important for you today, hold it in your thoughts and your prayers, knowing that it roots you in a larger story of our church and your faith and relationship with God. I wonder where you are in the story. What part is about you? Are you working to build a tower? One of the 11 who feels so full of the Spirit's power? Are you an apostle, telling the story and sharing the love of Jesus? Or an onlooker who witnesses the sharing of the story? Where are you today? Who are you? And where do you feel called to be? It's not enough to hear this narrative in its entirety or piece by piece. without wondering where you are, how it connects to your faith journey, how it deepens it, how it broadens it, and even how it frustrates it. I've been ordained a deacon now, officially 2 weeks, and before the ordination service a couple Sundays ago, we all went on a retreat up around Lake Simcoe, and they said it was going to be a relaxing time, an exciting time to prepare us for the service and for the ministry we were all about to undertake, and I have never been so terrified. I was nervous about what was to come, everything I didn't know. I was nervous of how well I would do this ministry, all the long hours David would keep me. And I was scared. And I was walking around a labyrinth in the retreat space. And I was going round and round, praying, being fearful, and crying, until I heard footsteps. Someone else was coming to the labyrinth. So I straightened up, I wiped my face, kind of a fake it till you make it kind of moment. And I looked down and I saw a small rock. The whole labyrinth path is laid out with rocks, but this rock was smaller. And on it was painted the words, "Let go." And there was a picture of a balloon. And in that moment, I felt the Holy Spirit. I celebrated Pentecost. I was still scared and afraid, but that was what I needed. I knew I wasn't alone and that God was with me. And part of the time I spend here at Redeemer, I have one-on-one meetings with David, and we talk about a variety of things. And one of them we're starting to talk about is, how do I articulate what I believe? How do I base it in theology? And I've really been trying to think about that this week. Does it mean only base it out of scripture? But that experience at my preordination retreat, my experiences of faith throughout my life matter. Your experience matters because it is your unique connection to God and the feeling of that presence in your life. At this time in your faith journey, in your relationship with God, with scripture, with the church, it matters. How you connect with our narrative matters, and your experience matters. You may not see yourself where you want to within the narrative today. You may not know where you want to go from here, or you may not see yourself at all yet. But you are God's child. And we are called to open ourselves up to these scriptures, to open ourselves up to the presence of the Holy Spirit as we move through this journey, as we wonder, and as we find ourselves in the midst of the Holy Spirit. I wonder how you will celebrate Pentecost today. We're already celebrating through your presence here and your worship this morning, and we'll continue to celebrate as we gather around the table this morning and thank God for the pouring of God's Spirit upon us. But how will you celebrate? How will you bring the celebration of God's church out of these doors with you? How will it impact you throughout the week? Will you continue to celebrate, to remember? Will you still hope in the Holy Spirit's inspiration as we head out? Because there are moments of our lives when it's especially hard to feel touched by the Holy Spirit the way we hear the apostles were. It can be hard to feel touched by the presence of God that way when we face a variety of hardships and tragedies, when we're faced with more acts of violence in our high schools, or prejudice in our neighborhoods. But whatever hardships you are faced with, you are a child of God. And the Holy Spirit is your advocate. It is your strength, and it is your hope in times when it seems like that hope for inspiration is faltering. Caroline Lewis writes that the Spirit was never meant to be contained to one Sunday. Pentecost, actually like the Eucharist, is not something, some event that we're simply remembering what happened so long ago. It's a celebration of what is still happening today. It's a celebration of the Spirit in your lives now and every day. It may not be through fire and wind or the way that you always want to see it. But we celebrate and name the Holy Spirit this Pentecost Sunday because the church believes that God's Spirit is active in our lives, in the world, and that matters. The Spirit helps us to feel God's presence, inspires us to feel the strength of the good news of Christ in new and different ways than we may have ever imagined. Like maybe an existing or new ministry that you feel called to, through the love that brings a community together in the face of violence. Or perhaps through a wedding preacher across the ocean who inspires thousands as he shared the meaning of love found in our Gospels. The Spirit is in these moments and more, and strengthens us as we follow our call to be disciples of Christ, to live a life of love and service for others. After the Spirit had come upon those in the room, they didn't stay there talking about how great it was. They left. They went into the world and shared what they had felt, shared what the book of Acts calls God's deeds of power. Today, we celebrate the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We celebrate the birth of our church, and we go into the world as God's church, having the power to be the people of Christ in the world. I pray that we remember that and realize it more fully with every passing day by opening ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and centering our lives on God through Christ. That we continue to wonder, and that we celebrate the power of the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen.